It's peanut planting time in Southeast. Soil temperatures have now reached around 73 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. You need three straight days of those to get your seed to germinate properly. Peanut seed is being traded at a lot of the places with inoculant, being bagged and shipped to the farm. Some farmers are still breaking land following the recommendation to deep turn the soil to prevent disease and insects later. The lesser corn stalk borer is one problem. And then we got some other problems on the insect control. It appears that there is less when the land is broken instead of just planted into the stubble of wheat. Farmers want to protect the soil moisture until seed is ready to be planted. They're planting about 6 seed per foot for these Georgia 06Gs, and that's about 130 to 140 pounds per acre. The seed lab reports that there are some problems with germination this year. The peanuts that have aflatoxin cannot be a good germination, and those are being challenged by some of the various seed dealers. But in these dry, hot conditions, you remember that to irrigate at least 1/3 to 1/5 inch before planting, add cold water for irrigation after planting, is hot, dry conditions. That can shock the peanut and lead to erratic germination. Also remember to do everything you can to reduce the risk of tomato spotted wilt virus. They say the thrips are out. Use twin row peanuts as one way. Plant 6 feet per foot. Use Thimet is another way. And please refer to the peanut disease index from some of our states. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.